Touchdown minus 109 hours. Aboard the clipper ship Max Fage, Captain Jagath Munasinghe stared suspiciously at the schematic displayed on his notebook screen. "And this is the control center, here?" he pointed with a blunt finger. "That's it," said Jack Killifer. "Take that, and you've got the whole base under your thumb." Munasinghe wore the uniform of the UN's peacekeeping force, sky blue, with white trim at the cuffs and along the front of his tunic. Captain's bars on his collar and a slim line of ribbons on his chest below his name tag. He was of slight build, almost delicate, but his large dark eyes radiated a distrust that always bordered on rage. Born in Sri Lanka, he had seen warfare from childhood, and only accepted a commission in the peacekeepers when Sri Lanka had agreed to disarmament after its third civil war in a century had killed 2 million men, women, and children with a man-made plague virus. Behind him, 40 specially picked peacekeepers sat uneasily in weightlessness as the spacecraft coasted toward the moon. None of them had ever been in space before, not even Captain Munasinghe. Despite the full week of autogenic feedback adaptation training they had been rushed through and the slow-release anti-nausea patches they were required to wear behind their ears, several of the troops had vomited miserably during the first few hours of zero-G flight. Munasinghe himself had managed to fight down the bile that burned in his throat, but just barely. Sitting beside the captain, Killifer wore standard civilian's coveralls, slate gray and undecorated except for his name tag over his left breast pocket. He was more than 20 years older than the dark-skinned captain, and almost a head taller.